Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Do I Dare? And the reading is from the Gospel of John.
There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool. Near it lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been lying there a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be healed? The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is troubled, and while I am going, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your pallet, and walk. And suddenly the man was healed, and he took up his pallet and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your pallet. But he answered them, The man who healed me said to me, Take up your pallet and walk. They asked him, Who is the man who said this to you? But he did not know, for Jesus had withdrawn. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse befall you. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews persecuted Jesus, because he did this on the Sabbath. Imagine 38 long years of a crippled man's life, of his long-sought hope for a healing and of failing again and again, and suddenly a healing. What made the difference between constant disappointment and an entirely new life? Only 7 words, rise, take up your pallet, and walk. After 38 years, 7 words, a new life. Can we see this scene at the sheep gate as the story of a prayer? A person presents his great need, yet he asks for nothing. He simply puts himself into Jesus' hands, accepts Jesus' kindness, and overlooks, as Jesus did, the bothersome rules of the highly officious religious leaders that had nothing to do with healing, nothing to do with prayer. And the man was healed. Moving into our present time, we know, of course, that prayer is overwhelmingly associated with words. Our spiritual books, rituals, and homilies rely on them, on many more than 7 of them. There isn't anything wrong with words, and there is a great deal that is right in trying to describe our problems. Yet I think we know that prayer, especially prayer for ourselves, doesn't really need words. Prayer is doing what the disabled man did, following the one who knows what is needed, the one who can meet the need. Contemplation is the prayer form that so many spiritual healers have always urged, and once again speak of frequently today. The prayer without words, the prayer of silence. Do I dare just approach God without words? And all the stillness I can create, in spite of the fact that my attention is continually distracted? Do I dare to present myself just as I am, in the poverty of my hope for healing? Do I dare to agree with Richard Rohr as he says, quote, let's not argue about words. Let's just live in a way that shouts Jesus. And through my poor prayer, do I dare to try just to be? And to let the story of the sheep gate healing tell my story, be my healing, my prayer, suddenly, or no matter how long it takes.